Okay, we are, according to this, we are on page Resh Chav Hei, the bottom of the page.
Same here, otherwise.
That means you did not learn last Sunday.
Huh?
That means you did not learn last Sunday.
We did learn last Sunday.
I wasn't there. That's where I had my marker.
That's something I must not have done right there.
I'm this 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you're right. Right, we did learn further. Yes, you're on Resh Chav Hei. You are right. My sign here is wrong. Resh Chav Hei, and we're on the second column.
Dusty books, no one uses it.
With a pain. Second column. Right before the paragraph, right before the gimel.
It's out there.
With a pain.
That's good.
Lachem Nikra is Sefer Bereshis, B'Shem Sefer HaYosha. It is. Brian just went to do
that.
The Nesiv Shalom last week emphasized the importance of Asis HaYosha about Toy Veinei Hashem. Pasuk says, do what is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. Meaning, in all those areas, where it's not, you can't find it in the text. Do what is straight and good in the eyes of Hashem. Do what you think or what you know that Hashem would approve of. As we said last week, since we don't all know what Hashem would approve of, we all have to find that person in our life that we should be able to imagine what that person would. Obviously, a person of great stature, that we can we have to be able to imagine what that person would say. If I asked him this question, what would he have said? Ulchein nikra sefer bereishis b'shem sefer Yosha, shu sifran shalom avay shenikri yisharim. That's why the sefer bereishis is called sefer Yosha, the book of straightness. Because it's the sefer that talks about the Avos HaKadoshim, Shenikra Yisharim, they are called the straight ones. K'mo shekosav, as the pasuk says, Tamos Nafshim, Vayis Yisharim. Bilam wished upon himself that he should die the death of the Avos, and he calls them Yisharim. K'Avos HaKadoshim, Adayin Lein Nitzav Ol HaMitzvus. The reason why they're called Yisharim is because the Avos HaKadoshim did not yet have, they weren't commanded to do the mitzvus. V'chol HaShikl Shalahem, V'chol Davar. The only way they were able to weigh what is right and what is wrong, Hayirakim is that Tov Yosher Veinei Hashem. Would this find favor? Would this be good and straight in the eyes of Hashem? Okay, Nikri Yisharim. That is why they are called Yisharim. Shazu Ha'isam Adrigasam Ha'ilohis. This was their lofty level. The fact that they were straight, straightforward people. According to what has been said, Mizbor Oidi Oiser is explained even more so. Ma Goyrim Shatshuvalim is Kayem as Eitz La'adam. What is the cause that Tshuva does not last by a person? Yavo Pisho Eitz Kabbalosa Oilam Mitzvahs Mikarev Leivemes, even though the person's acceptance was to accept upon himself the yoke of the mitzvahs from the depths of his heart with total authenticity. But since the person has not yet circumcised the foreskin of his heart, what does that mean? The foreskin of the heart is the root of evil. The root of evil, that is the inclination of the heart of man that is bad from his youth. He hasn't purified himself out of total negation to Hashem. He has not yet fulfilled in himself this concept of gerus, which is not. And which is not enough, it is not whole without circumcision and immersion. meaning acceptance of a mitzvah is not enough. The ger has to go through milah and tefillah, as he explained before, what that means total negation to Hashem. Without that, the person is lacking the foundation of tshuva.
Talking about everybody or just the ger, the actual ger, we're all considered
ger. He said that everybody tshuva has to go through.
Every person, we're all about tshuva.
Right. Every person that wants to do tshuva, that's what he calls about tshuva, has to go through gerus. Not in the literal sense, but in a.
Well, I had a circumcision.
Right.
So you're also
by your heart, right? Or less alive.
Because if you're about tshuva, you have to relearn. What is he saying? You have to relearn what?
He's talking about total nullification to Hashem.
Wow.
That's the immersion in the mikveh. Immersion in the mikveh is the total nullification to Hashem. Ashikos Varama. As the Rambam writes regarding the Baal Tshuva, Emesh Hayez Asonu Lefnei Hamakom. Yesterday, this person was despised before Hashem, Meshukatz, Meruchik, Vatayeva. He was disgusting, distanced, and repulsed. Yemuhau, Venechmat, and today, after he did Tshuva, he is beloved, he is sweet, Karev, he is close, Yedid, and a friend. Emesh Hayez Amuvdol Mehashem Lekai Yisrael Vavachulu. Yesterday, this person was separated from Hashem. Today he's connected to the Shekhinah. Umedayik Mikra, and the Rambam derives this from the Pasuk Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Lekecha. Return Yisrael until Hashem Lekecha. Im Toshem B'Tshuva, if you do Tshuva, Eli Tidbak, you will connect to me, says Hashem. Harei Kolzmash Leimol Arlas Levovoy. So, as long as a person is not circumcised, the foreskin of his heart, as long as his yeshus, which is his self recognition, still reigns upon him, he's still distanced from Hashem. As the Gemara says, regarding a person that is arrogant, that Hashem says, I and he cannot live in the world together. It's only when a person does tshuva with all the parts, different parts of gerus, is davik b'shchina. Only then can he connect to the shchina. Yoytzum avatlas klatzmus and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, since he is nullifying his entire essence to Hashem, b'shchina's ayin v'avus, to the point that he himself is absolute nothing. In the Kasam Rav Yonah v'Shara Tshuva, Rav Yonah writes in Shara Tshuva v'Zel Hashanah. These are his words. Min Azhora is Atluyus Belev. One of the prohibitive commandments that are dependent on the heart is the mitzvah of Yishama Lachem Pentishka Ches Hashem Lekecha. The Pasuk says, "Be careful not to forget Hashem your God." Who's Aharnu v'Zeh? We have been warned. This is our commandment. Lizkar is Hashem Yisbarach Mukhalei, to remember Hashem at all times. V'chayiv ha'odam l'shtadlu l'knes l'naf she'tom v'dis nagus ha'mukhuyeves min ha'zchira. And this is Rabbeinu Yonah speaking. A person is obligated to do whatever is necessary to acquire within his soul constantly the type of conduct that will bring about this remembrance of Hashem. Kamay hayira, such as fear, hatsmius, and hatsmius is modesty, the kishrut hamachshavos, adorning one's thoughts, tachsus hamidos, and refining one's character traits.
Kizera
is adorning one's thoughts, making sure that one's thoughts are appropriate. Kizera HaKadosh Yasigu Kol Hanhoge Nava V'Amatira Es Baalea V'Zechiras Hashem Yisbarach. The Klal Yisrael will achieve all appropriate, quite the contrary, I'm sorry, I didn't say this right. The Rebbeinu is saying that the reason there is a mitzvah to remember Hashem is because remembering Hashem will bring about all of these. Fear, modesty, appropriate thought, and refining of character.
Not the other way around. It's not those.
Right. Kizera kaj yasigu klan hagan nava mamatira, the Klal Yisrael will achieve any appropriate, beautiful...
Zera
Kodesh, he's calling Klal Yisrael Zera Kodesh. They will achieve all of the all of this type of conduct with Zechiras Hashem Yisbarach from remembering Hashem.
Well, materialist ballot
crowns its owner. With the Magdashim, and through the words of Rebbeinu, holy words of Rebbeinu, and Eitz HaTavik Mashmah, he teaches us an Eitz HaTavik, the good tactic. Shaydei Zechiras Hashem Yisbarach. And by remembering Hashem, we can achieve every beautiful type of conduct and appropriate thought and refining of character. And the explanation of this is the root of evil by Klal Yisrael is not of essence, is not part of our essence. It only comes about by forgetting Hashem. And when hours go by, when the person has forgotten of Hashem, how can a person think, oh, will this find favor in Hashem's eyes? If a person remembers the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the person sees Hashem's greatness. Through that, a person comes to see his own lowliness and to all good character traits.
What about the pasuk on the Rami New Rove?
Right, it's a person has this root of evil from his youth. It's just not part of his essence.
Something you've got in your pocket.
I mean,
you've got it, but it's not.
Right. It's even. I think it's more than that. I think it's. You're also pointing out something very important. It is. It's even our inclination. Yeter means it's an inclination.
So, how do we?
Yeah. How is he differentiating them between?
I guess there's a difference between inclination and essence. I could hear. I mean, if he's saying that remembering Hashem, that bringing Hashem into our lives, will automatically dispel that inclination, so then our essence is more godly than it is evil, because as soon as we attach ourselves to that godly part of ourselves, which that is our essence.
But the point of that pasuk is that doesn't come until later.
Right.
You're born first just as a gashmi state of being. That,
right. Right. It's because the knowledge of Hashem requires knowledge. It requires das, which is something we don't. And das is part of our essence.
By essence, is this an essence something that cannot be changed? And this is something that can be changed, therefore it's not part of the essence. Is it possible to change whatever is your essence? Is it possible to change that? So in that case, maybe it is that this, since this is possible to change, okay. By that definition, right. It's not part of your essence.
Right. Yeah, I think that's what essence means by definition. It's something you can't change.
It makes sense to say that a person is born with that natural inclination towards evil without it being his mahus.
Right.
Meaning you could still overcome, like you were saying, you could still overcome it. You could change it. It's not so ingrained in you that it can't be changed.
Different being changed and controlled.
Right.
Well, are you actually changing it? Or you
can change it.
Way?
That can be, inclination can be changed.
Is it changing or redirecting?
What's the difference?
Well, like you said, the story of someone that, you know, that gets born under a certain mazal.
Right, so
he could be a murderer or a shohed. So, like, he's directing his towards... Directing. But he's not really changing himself. He's just directing it.
He's taking it from something evil to something good.
That's not change.
That's direction.
Yes. So he's no longer inclined to evil. It's a change of direction.
What was that? Which is a redirection.
Semantics and the word that comes to mind.
In other words, Hashem planted a time bomb.
Just mad time.
And you don't know what's going to go off. And you have to overcome it somehow. And the only way you can do it is
here. No, it's not really a time bomb. It's just a drive. And it all depends where you're going to drive with it.
Yeah, that's the time bomb.
Yeah, if you don't turn around on time, you might drive off the cliff. Yeah. Okay, Ma'amar Asiri. 10th Ma'amar, Tshuva Gemura.
Last one.
Total Tshuva. That's it. Tshuva Gemura. Tshuva is finished.
I think we then start over.
We go to book two.
Okay, Rama Meberek Asiri Va'achran Shalav Es Tshuva. The Rambam in the 10th Perek and the last Perek of Hilchos Tshuva, Ma'arech Minyonei Avodas Hashem Tzechahava. He speaks at great length of concepts of service of Hashem out of love. V'koisev, and he writes the following. Al Yomer Odom, a person should not say, Harini Oisem Mitzvus HaTorah V'Oisik V'Chachmasa. I will perform the mitzvahs of the Torah, and I will involve myself in its wisdom, so that I should be able to accept all of the blessings that are written in the Torah that we just read in the Parshas B'chukosai. I should merit the life of the world to come. And I will separate myself from Averis Kadesh and not some in our clawless exuus Torah, so that I should be saved from the curses that are written in the Torah, as we just read this past week. Says the Rambam, it is not befitting to serve Hashem on this path.
So why do we just have this in this parsha? What's this doing?
I guess he's
probably
tell us, right?
It's a deterrent. Someone who serves Hashem on this path is serving Hashem out of fear. The Rambam continues later on. He says, someone who serves Hashem out of love, this advantage is a tremendous advantage. Not every wise person merits this.
Shouldn't say this is better to do it this way, but the other way is also acceptable? I mean, because one can lead. I mean,
it is acceptable. He said it. That's what he's saying.
I mean, it's the lowest level true in the year, but yeah. it's still a good thing, right?
Yeah. Urezman shi'yayu adam es Hashem ahava aruya. When a person loves Hashem in appropriate love, immediately the person will do all of them. It's just out of love. The case of the Ahava Ruya, what is the appropriate love? A person should love Hashem a great, tremendous, strong love. until his soul will be bound with the love of Hashem. And he will find himself constantly thinking about this love. As if he would be obsessed with the love. As if someone who would be obsessed with the love of a woman, where his mind cannot be free of that love, and he is constantly thinking about her, when he sits or he gets up. Yes, is that even more than that, the Ahavas Hashem should be the love of Hashem, in the heart of his, of those who love him, shaykim batome, they should always be thinking about him, about this love, as Hashem has commanded us, with all your heart and all of your soul. And this is what Shlomo HaMelech said, my analogy, I am obsessed with love. All of Shira Shirim is a is an analogy to this matter. And then the Rambam writes, relating Torah learning, Shema Taimar, perhaps a person might say, Harini Lema Torah Bishul Sheikar Rebbe, I will learn Torah in order that I should be called a Rebbe, Bishul Sheikar Baschabe and Lavo, or in order that I should receive reward in the world to come. Talmud Lema comes along the pasuk and says, "The Ahavas Hashem Alekecha." You should learn Torah for one reason: to love Hashem your God. Kol Ma'asat Amosim, whatever you do, Leitatzu Elam Tachav, you should only do out of love. Bechulam. Kol Ha'Isik B'Torah, Kedei LeKabel Schar. Someone who learns Torah and only in order to receive reward, Kol Ha'Reza Ha'Isik Shleil Lashma. That is considered learning Torah, Shleil Lashma, not for its right purpose. Kol Ha'Isik B'Torah. When a person learns Torah, it should not be for the, because he's afraid of something or other. It should rather be because of the love of the master of the earth. That is someone who is learning Torah the Shema. And the Rambam concludes, it is known and it is clear that the love of Hashem cannot be bound to the heart of man until, unless the person is constantly thinking about it, he has to desert all other loves in the world besides this. Okay, let's continue since that was a piece of cake.
So where does it come in where we're supposed to be in awe of Hashem? What's the definition then? If it's not love,
it's not a contradiction at all. One can be, one should be in awe of Hashem, yet love Hashem. That's why fear, it must be interpreted as awe. Yira has to be interpreted as awe, not fear. Fear, is, it might be a contradiction to love. Awe is not a contradiction to love.
Okay, thank you.
Yesh la'avin. So we need to understand. Ma shaykhu is bein kol ha'perek hazeh ha'oizik b'mitzvus ha'avis Hashem l'chus tshuv. What is this perek in the Rambam that all talks about is the mitzvah of loving Hashem? What is it doing in l'chus tshuv? And why is it that in its, what seems to be its appropriate prayer place above in the halachas of Yisrael HaTorah, Sheshem Vavar Mitzvus V'Yahavtas Hashem Lekecha, there the Rambam explains the mitzvah of V'Yahavtas Hashem Lekecha, you shall love Hashem your God. The Rambam writes the following words, Eichi Aderech Lehavosai, what is the way to love Hashem? When a person contemplates Hashem's actions and his and his wondrous creations, his wondrous and great creations, the person will see Hashem's wisdom. It has no end; it's limitless. Miyadu oyev umeshabeach, immediately the person will love and praise umefire. The person will desire a great desire to know this great God. David, as David HaMelech said, "Tzoma nafshi l'Elokim, my soul thirsts to Hashem, l'kel choy, to the living God." That's those are the words of the Rambam. So I asked the Nesiv Shalom, "Lama Shom leKosav Gam veKetzid Yahavaruya? Why doesn't the Rambam write over there? Okay, how does a person love Hashem, as he says over here? Yoshi Achay leChay leSahachay leYahav. Why doesn't the Rambam there say that the person has to become obsessed with this love? Lois Gerklalas Adago Yelois Hazoyshi Achay leChay leYahav. The Rambam doesn't mention this lofty level of being obsessed with love." And the same difficulty applies. What is the Rambam talking about learning Torah the Shema out of the love of the Master of the World in Hilchas Tshuva? Why doesn't he talk about that in Hilchas Talmud Torah? The Shom Kasav Rak Tchilas Dina Shaladam in Anidin El Al Talmud. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Talmud Torah that the first judgment the person is going to have to stand is, did you learn Torah? Afterwards, we'll be on the rest of his actions. The Rambam writes that the Chachamim said that a person should always learn Torah Shloi Lishma. A person that comes to the Shema. In Hilchas Tshuva, the Rambam has no tolerance for Shloi Lishma. That's all it has to be Lishma. So, it seems that it's appropriate place in Hilchas Talmud Torah. There, the Rambam seems to be more lenient. He doesn't go into the love of Hashem being a total infatuation and obsession. All he says is the person should love Hashem. And then, and when it comes to the learning Torah, the Rambam is tolerant in Hilchas Talmud Torah about learning Torah Shloi Lishma. But in Hilchas Tshuva, it's kind of, Brother Rambam goes to an extreme. The love of Hashem is total obsession. And learning Torah has to be lishma. Benira bebira enyan. Let's understand what this is all about. Hine matzinu kama dargas b'sugi ha'tshuva. We find many levels in the different types of tshuva. B'yuma isa, and besides yuma, it says she has tshuva miyiru, yes tshuva miyahave. That there is tshuva out of fear, and there is tshuva out of love. Ashav miyira, and that somebody does tshuva out of fear, is then is nasan loyrak kishgogis. Then intentional averis are transformed into unintentional averis. Avol ashav miyahav, but someone who does tshuva out of love, is then is nasan loykizochis. So then intentional averis are transformed into mitzvahs. Rashi Sham Magdara Hevlam and Chuva Miyura the Chuva Miyahava. Rashi there categorizes or analyzes the difference between Chuva out of fear and Chuva out of love. Kichuva Miyura Ino Ela Mekano Lahava. Chuva out of fear, says Rashi, is only a Chuva from now on. Meaning, from now on, I will be a better person. He's not uprooting and retroactively retroactively transforming the averis that he has done. But with tshuva may I have a pedesh Rashi was other shining, but by tshuva out of love, Rashi explains the following. Ashav may I have a someone who does tshuva out of love, nekar avoyna mitchilosa, his avera is uprooted retroactively. That's how Rashi explains why there's a difference between the two. Amnam, Adayin Yesh Lavma, we still need to understand. Shigam Imal Yidei Tshuva Mehava Nekra Chetla Mefreya. Even if through tshuva out of love, the avera is retroactively uprooted. Okay, but that doesn't make it into mitzvahs. That makes that it didn't happen. How do they make it into mitzvahs? It should be as if the person never transgressed those averes. It's something we've talked about numerous times. So maybe he'll say something similar to what we said. It's that, I mean, we explained this fasam, is that it's that love that a person experienced, that passion the person experienced with the Avera, that the person transforms into that passion, the person is able to channel that to a mitzvah. And that passion is something the person would never have been in touch with had it not been for the Avera. So he's actually transforming, he's actually using the Avera for a mitzvah. So that's why the Avera is transformed. Let's see if he talked about that. I'm just guessing, since he brought this Rambam beforehand, that he's going to touch upon the same concept. So we will continue next week with you.